morning, everybody. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for having us on your panel. And I must apologize, first of all, I am not Dr. Mister. Unfortunately, he could not come to this conference. And so you'll have to put up with me. I'm Eckhard Kleinau, and we both work for the same company, GRM Futures Group. I work in Washington, and Misra works in our New Delhi office. And he has been leading what I'm going to talk about, is nurse education in India. Before we start, let me just say a few words about GRM Futures Group. You may not be familiar with it because we have been talking about Afghanistan. We have moved to the U.S. Now we are moving back all the way to the East. GRM Futures Group doesn't work domestically, but we do a lot of work internationally. India is one of the many countries we do a lot of work in Africa, for example. And training is one of the activities we are supporting. We support student exchanges where students go to Australia, for example. We support master degree programs, including nursing and other specialties. And we also run very large maternal and child health programs, for example, in Nigeria. And but just enough so that you get a little bit of the context. And in India specifically, we have been working with the National AIDS Control Organization there to help nurses building their skills in HIV and AIDS prevention and care. So this is a very specific training activity that we've been supporting. And because HIV/AIDS obviously are very closely linked to tuberculosis, we also work with the central TB division there. Our role was really to provide technical services to help develop the curricula. And working really, our main client was the India Nursing Council. The India Nursing Council oversees a number of regional centers. We work with six of them, and as well as nursing training institutes in several states in India. India, obviously, is a very large country, huge population. And I will show you another slide that puts us a little bit into context. So, but those were our primary intervention sites where we helped to support the training. Now, some of the acronyms you see here, PR, SR, SSR, that has something to do with where the funding for this came from. And you may know about the Global Fund for HIV/AIDS, Malaria, and TB, which is based in Geneva. The Global Fund supported this training activities. This is one of the very few training activities actually are supported by the Global Fund. The Global Fund is financed by countries like the U.S. All the European countries pay into the Global Fund as well. And this activity in India was supported since 2008. And under the new financing mechanism, it was extended to until next year. Map of India, here you see the distribution of the regional as well of the training institutes. We are covering a good number of states, but not all of them, and these states have the population size of countries. The activities focused on the training institutions at the regional and at the sub-regional level. And it started out with training, first of all, the faculty in these training institutions and the regional centers. That was followed by training the staff nurses and then also, but in a much smaller number, auxiliary nurses. There was some special training organized. There was a training management information system, the TMIS, as well as e-learning modules were developed and a smart digital classroom. So we offered also the training in those. So this was mostly about in-service training. But in addition, also because it's such an important topic, it was also incorporated into the graduate courses for nurses. Now, India is not a high prevalence country in terms of HIV/AIDS. However, because it is so large, it actually deals with a fairly sizable number of patients. So there were about 1,000 nurse faculty, more than actually 1,000 nurse faculty trained, and 100,000 staff nurses and 15,000 auxiliary nurses. Then in addition, we introduced the e-learning, which also gave continuing nurse education credits. Now, the numbers may sound rather impressive compared to countries like the U.S., but let me show you what the actual need is in a country like India. Well, we reached 120,000 nurses, faculty, and auxiliary nurses, but there are about 1.6 million working in the country that will also benefit from this training. And unlike, maybe in many rural areas in the U.S. as well, there are, in many health facilities, the nurse is the only provider. There are no physicians. And so they have a lot of responsibility, including caring for patients living with HIV/AIDS. And there is a plan to actually expand these HIV services to a sub-district level, which means there will be huge amounts of auxiliary nurses that will need to be trained as well. So it goes way beyond the 1.6 million. And we worked with 60 training centers. Well, there are over 5,000 in the country. So you can imagine, but India is not resource poor, so a lot of the training actually will have to happen with Indian funding. And the work under the Global Fund actually served as a model for conducting this training further with Indian funding sources. So some of the highlights of the technical work that was part of the training is to improve supportive supervision of facilities in the healthcare system, so from tertiary hospitals to secondary hospitals and then down to primary healthcare centers. It was very important to track all these training activities, so we helped develop the training management information system. And since 2008, there was about a 20% increase in knowledge about HIV/AIDS prevention and care. It was very important to address stigma and discrimination, even in a country like India, because there are relatively few cases if you talk in terms of prevalence. So there is still this issue, and a big part of the training was actually addressing it. And clearly from our interviews with people living with HIV/AIDS, there was a perceived improvement in nurses' attitude towards them. So here are some of the data. These are data from exit interviews with people living with HIV/AIDS at the centers where antiretroviral treatment was provided and PMTCT as well. And the blue and the plum bars, as they indicate, is that plum? Yeah. There was a substantial level of satisfaction. And as I showed in the previous slide, it had actually quite a bit improved over time. So these are the different types of services that were provided and the satisfaction levels. Well, it's interviews with people who visit these facilities, so it has to be taken with a little bit of a grain of salt. These are some of the stories we got from the nurses, how the training helped them, for example, to gain insights into new guidelines and principles of treating people living with HIV/AIDS and caring for them. And also the attitude, for example, one of the nurses had dismissed a servant, as it's called, because the person had HIV/AIDS. They rehired the person. Clearly, something positive happened there. It's an anecdote. Very important was also to expose nurses directly to people living with HIV/AIDS, because many of them don't treat them every day. There are just not so many cases in any given facility. So it was important to also break down these barriers and the misperceptions that still exist among the nursing staff. And so we invited people living with HIV/AIDS to come to the training and give short presentations and talk to the staff there. So that was a very positive experience, I think, on both sides. Some, which sounds rather mundane, but some of the outcomes was that hygiene in health facilities is important. So clearly, the nursing superintendent has taken that to heart. And also it's getting some greater confidence dealing with people living with HIV/AIDS and lessen the apprehension and increase the awareness. And also there are some very personal stories. The one on the right-hand bottom, whose mother, the brother died from HIV/AIDS. And they would have approached it probably differently had they gone through this training. Well, that's it, and if you have any questions, I'll certainly try to answer them. I really wish Misra would be here, but hopefully I can do a good job. Thank you very much for your attention.